愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
下午我们一起来学习的题目是在洞里大发热心。
Our topic for this afternoon service is being zealous in the cave.
我们最近都在查考先知以利亚的系列。
Recently, we've been studying a series on the prophet Elijah.
以利亚是神的先知。
Elijah is a prophet of God.
他的名字的意思就是耶和华是神。
And the meaning of his name is the Lord is God.
他活在一个不敬虔的时代。
He lived in an ungodly world.
他的一生要证明一个事实。
And all his life is to prove one thing.
所有的偶像都是假的。
All idols are false gods.
只有一位全能的真神。
There is only one Almighty God.
就是主。
And he is the Lord.
我们要回归他。
We must return to him.
才有平安。
And we shall receive peace.
所以他一生都在服侍神。
And that is why all his life Elijah had served God.
但是他也是一个人。
But he is also human.
他的信仰有高有低。
And he has valleys and peaks in his faith.
有时候很刚强。
Sometimes he's strong.
很有信心。
Full of faith.
可以行很大的神迹。
And he can perform great miracles.
有时候却很软弱。
At times he would be weak.
软弱到在神面前要求死。
He'll be so weak that he'll be begging for death.
走不下去。
He cannot continue on with his life.
如果不是神的怜悯。
If it were not for the compassion of God.
他不能做任何的事。
There was nothing that he could do.
以利亚就是我们的写照，我们的反应。
Elijah is a direct reflection of us.
早上我们谈过，他在神面前很软弱。
This morning we mentioned that he was very weak before God.
弱到在神面前求死。
He was so weak that he asked God for death.
神怜悯他。
God had mercy on him.
帮助他。
God helped him.
再一次给他力量。
And once again, God granted him strength.
给他食物。
Gave him food.
给他水喝。
Gave him water to drink.
他凭着这个饮食的力量。
With the strength from the food and the water.
他走了四十天。
He walked 40 days and nights.
到了神的山。
He arrived at the mountain of God.
故事却没有完结。
But the story did not end there.
在神的山，他到底做了什么？
What did he do at the mountain of God?
我们来看列王记上。
Let's turn to 1 Kings.
我们看第十九章。
Chapter 19.
列王记上的第十九章。
1 Kings chapter 19.
第九节。
Verse 9.
列王记上十九章的第九节。
1 Kings chapter 19 verse 9.
他在那里进了一个洞，就住在洞中。耶和华的话临到他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
Verse 9, and there he came to a cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, What are you doing here, Elijah?
第十节，他说，我为耶和华万军神大发热心。
Verse 10, he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts.
我们今天就以这两节作为一个题目。
And our topic comes from these two verses.
就是以利亚在洞里面，他觉得自己是为神在大发热心。
Elijah came to a cave and he felt that he was being very zealous for the Lord.
用这段来谈谈信仰。
Let us talk about our faith.
谈谈侍奉。
Let's talk about servitude.
谈谈一个人对自己的了解。
And let's talk about how we understand ourselves.
我们一个人常常觉得很认识自己。
We often thought that we know ourselves the best.
因为我们一出生就跟自己在一起了。
Because we have been with ourselves the day we're born.
每天照镜子都看到自己。
If we look into a mirror, we see our own image.
应该最了解的是自己。
Perhaps you're the only one who knows yourself the best.
但是在属灵的里面。
But spiritually speaking.
有时候我们往往很不了解自己。
But sometimes we do not understand ourselves at all.
我们了解的自己往往是跟属灵上的事实是相反的。
The self that we understand is very far different from the spiritual self.
以利亚他这个时候很软弱。
At this point of time, Elijah was very weak.
他觉得自己啊，在神面前大发热心。
But he felt that he was being very zealous for the Lord.
到底一个人为什么会对自己的了解有那么大的落差？
Why is it that there is such a big difference of one who seems to know himself?
这个就是软弱的表现。
This is the weakness.
如果一个人很了解自己。
If you know yourself well,
他很快就可以从软弱当中出来。
Then he can walk out of his weakness very fast.
如果一个人始终都不了解自己。
If one does not know oneself well,
他没有办法从软弱中出来。
Then the person will not be able to walk out of his own weakness.
也没有办法得到神的恩典。
Nor would he receive the grace of God.
我们看第九节这里怎么说。
Let's see what verse 9 says.
这里以利亚到了神的山了，却进了一个洞。
Here Elijah arrived at the mountain of God and he came to a cave.
就住在洞里面。
And he lodged there.
这里竟然说是住在洞里面，应该是有一段时间，不是马上。
Here it says that Elijah lodged there. That means he had been in the cave for some days.
他不是一进去五分钟了，神就出现跟他讲话了。
So it wasn't that he was in a cave for 5 minutes and God spoke to him.
他住在里面。
He lodged there.
那我们再想想，为什么以利亚到了神的山还要住在洞里面？
Why is it that Elijah arrived at the mountain of God and still lived there.
神的山不是神灵在的地方吗？
Isn't the mountain of God where God dwells?
应该很安全啊。
It should be a safe place.
为什么还要躲在洞里面？
Why would he still hide in a cave?
这个证明他在这个时候啊，心里还有很多的不安，不安全感。
So at this time, we can say that he still feels insecure.
就算来到神的山。
Even when he arrived at the mountain of God,
他也不放心。
He still felt insecure.
他觉得最安全的就是那个洞。
He felt the safest place to hide in a cave.
我们知道洞里面是黑黑的。
We know that a cave is dark.
没有窗户。
There are no windows.
怎么会住在里面呢？
So how can you live in a cave?
但是他心里没有安全感。
There's no security in the heart of Elijah.
所以他来到神的山，也要躲在洞中。
Therefore, he arrived at the mountain of God and still lived in a cave.
我们可以怎么形容现代人的心理的状态？
How can we describe the state of a person's mind now?
用几个最简单的字来形容，就是缺乏安全感。
Simple words, insecurity.
前几天我看报纸。
A few days ago, I was reading the newspaper.
最近这个艺术界在拍卖了一幅画，是又创了一个新的记录。
In recent days, in the art world, there was a painting that was sold for a record price.
这幅画的标题叫做《呐喊》。
The theme of this painting was Scream.
是1895年呢，挪威一个画家所画的。
It was painted in 1895 by a Norwegian artist.
这幅画其实很简单。
This painting is very simple.
它不是画很多东西。
It's not complicated.
只是画一个人啊，他在海边，然后在喊叫，抱着自己的头。
It was a painting of a man holding his face and screaming at the beach.
甚至呢，把自己的头啊都压迫了，有点变形。
He held his head so tight that it was a little bit off shape.
有印象派的风格，他画他在呐喊这个表情。
So it's a work of imagine where he was screaming. He was painting a person screaming.
一个心态。
It shows a person's attitude or mentality.
去艺术界或者是看到这幅画，你不会觉得有什么漂亮。
If you were to go to a museum and see this picture, you won't think that it's a beautiful painting.
反而如果真的人家送给你，挂在家里面，你没人看可能看到心里都会觉得不安。
Perhaps, but if you were to have this painting hung in your living room and look at the painting every day, you might feel insecure.
但是那幅画卖了一两千多万美金。
But that painting has been sold for $12 million.
$120 million. 为什么会卖那么贵？
Why so expensive?
为什么这幅画那么出名？
Why is this painting so famous?
有人就评论了，因为这幅画虽然是1895年画的，但是已经表达了现代人很多的心态。
Some commented that even though this painting was painted back in the 1800s, but it represents the state of mind of everyone today.
虽然人表面都穿得很亮丽。
And today everybody wears good clothes.
但是其实在心灵的最里面呢，很多人都有一种不安的感觉。
But in their innermost self, they felt insecure.
所以遇到事情我们会很不安。
That is why when we are faced with anything, we feel insecure.
很多人缺的不是钱，但是缺的是平安。
What people lack most is not money, but peace.
为什么会这样？
Why is it?
原因就是心中没有安全感。
It is because they lack insecure.
就好像一个 baby， 为什么他会哭？
Just like, why would a baby cry?
如果他远离了妈妈，他就没有安全感。
When a baby is away from his mother, it will cry because it feels insecure.
所以，当我们缺乏安全感的时候
，So when we lack security,
我们生命觉得缺少某一种东西让我们满足的时候
，When we feel that our life is not fulfilling,
这个时候就要来寻找神。
At this time, we have to look for God.
以利亚他来到神的山
，Elijah arrived at the mountain of God,
却还没有安全感
，But he still felt insecure.
证明他跟神的距离还是有一点。
It proved that there's still a distance between him and God.
因为这个时候是他很软弱的时候。
It is at his point of weakness.
有时候我们想想，我们就是以利亚。
Sometimes we should think that we are Elijah.
我们也缺乏安全感。
We still feel insecure.
有时候我们来到神的家，也要把自己藏在洞里面。
Sometimes we have arrived at the house of God, but we still feel insecure and hide in the cave.
可能有一些事情让我们伤心。
There's some things that could have upset you.
或者是有人与人之间的一些软弱。
Or perhaps there will be some interpersonal conflicts.
误会。
Misunderstandings.
我们就想把自己藏起来。
We want to hide ourselves.
我们就算来到神的家，我们也不想跟别人接触。
Even when we came to the house of God, we still don't want to have any communication.
不想跟人家讲什么。
We don't want to talk to anyone.
我只想安安静静来聚会。
I just want to come to church to have gathering peacefully.
我们都有这种经验。
We all have such experience.
就是已经来到何烈山了，但是还要躲在洞里面。
We have already arrived at Mount Horeb, but we still hide in a cave.
神知道以利亚为什么这样。
God knows why Elijah behaves such a way.
整段里面呢，神就用他的爱，用他的怜悯，用他的方法，希望把以利亚从洞里面引出来。
And the whole passage talks about how God uses love and compassion and mercy to guide Elijah out of the cave.
因为一天以利亚不出来，他没有办法解决他的问题。
Because if Elijah remains in a cave, there's no way he could resolve his problems.
这个洞啊，你可以把它解释成为物质的，但是也是可以把它解释成为心灵的洞。
You can explain this cave physically and figuratively.
如果他自己不出来，他没有办法体验神。
If Elijah does not come out of the cave, he cannot experience God.
他信仰不会得到一个突破。
He will not be able to break through his religion.
他不可以从软弱当中走出来。
And he will not be able to walk out of his weakness.
有时候我们在想啊，到底信仰最大的困难是什么？
Sometimes we think about what is the greatest hindrance in our faith.
信仰最大的困难不是别人。
It is not the others who are hindering us.
也不是环境。
Nor the environment.
信仰最大的困难是我们自己。
Our biggest hindrance is ourselves.
比如说我们自己走不出来。
Sometimes we cannot walk out of it.
不愿意踏出这一步。
We refuse to take the first step.
走到神的面前。
We refuse to walk up to God.
我们也不愿意从心底当中这个黑暗的洞走出来。
Nor do we refuse to walk out of the darkness in our hearts.
我们很怕再受伤害。
We're afraid of getting hurt again.
我们宁愿躲在里面黑黑的，自己一个就好。
We'd rather hide in the dark place all by ourselves.
神要我们出来。
But God wanted us to come out.
在新约的时代啊。
In the New Testamental era.
神也透过他的工人去找扫罗。
God also through his servant to look for Saul.
扫罗刚信主耶稣的时候。
When Saul first believed in the Lord,
他很热心。
He was very fervent.
他想要传福音。
He wanted to preach the gospel.
但是大家不接受他。
But nobody accepted him.
犹太人也逼迫他。
The Jews persecuted him as well.
所以他很灰心的，他就跑回乡下了。
So he was disappointed and he went back to the village.
但是后来时间到了。
But when the time is right,
神透过巴拿巴去把他找出来。
Through Barnabas, God'sGod looked for Saul.
从到了乡下把他找出来。
From the countryside, Barnabas found Saul.
所以今天神很在意我们有没有自己躲起来。
So God is actually emphasizing on whether we are hiding.
心灵的洞。
The spiritual cave.
这里告诉我们第九节，他进了那个洞，神就跟他讲话。
Verse 9 says he came to a cave and the word of the Lord came to him.
我觉得这一节对我们很大的安慰。
Here is a big comfort to us.
你以为躲在洞里面神就没有看到你吗？
Do you think that by hiding in a cave God would not see you?
神在里面等你。
God is actually waiting for you in a cave.
躲在里面，神马上要跟他讲话。
When he came to the cave, God spoke to him.
我们看诗篇的139篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 139.
诗篇139篇。
Psalms 139.
第七节。
Verse 7.
诗篇一百三十九篇第七节。
Psalms 139 verse 7。
第七节，我往那里去躲避你的灵，我往哪里躲避你的面？第八节。
8。
你若升到天上，你在哪里？我若在阴间下榻，你也在哪里？这里告诉我们往哪里去躲避神呢？
Here it tells us where shall we flee from the presence of God.
你也不用躲避。
You don't have to hide.
因为在哪里，神都。
Because wherever you go, God is there.
神都知道你想什么。
God knows what you're thinking.
所以以利亚在神的山躲在洞里面。
Therefore, Elijah came to the mountain of God and was hiding in a cave.
神就跟他讲话了。
And God spoke to him.
那么再看回来《列王记上》的第十九章。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 19.
第九节。
Verse 9.
这里神跟他讲一句话。
God said to him.
他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
God said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
神的每一句话都很有意思很宝贵。
Everything that God says is meaningful.
你在这里做什么？
What are you doing here, Elijah?
这句很简单的话，有时候我们常也问别人。
It's a simple question that we ask others as well.
有时候我们会问小孩子，你在这边干什么？
Sometimes we ask our children, What are you doing here?
为什么不写功课，在玩？
Why aren't you doing your homework?
老板也问员工，你在干嘛？
The employer would ask the employees, What are you doing here?
我们有一次问别人说打电话问别人说你现在在做什么？
Sometimes we call our friends. We ask, "What are you doing?"
我们问别人你在做什么，可能是一个责备，也是可能想问你到底在干嘛。
When we ask others, "What are you doing?" It might be a rebuke, or it could be a simple question.
但是神问以利亚做什么，就意思就不一样。
But when God asked Elijah what he was doing there, it's totally different meaning.
其实神知道每一个人在做什么。
God knows what everyone is doing.
我们现在坐在那边，等一下想要做什么，神都知道。
We're sitting here right now, and our next action, God even knows.
所以神是天地万物的主宰。
God is the God of heavens and the earth.
那为什么神要这样问以利亚？
Why would God ask Elijah this question?
在圣经里面，如果神问一个人你在做什么，有两个意思。
In the Bible, when God asks the question, "What are you doing?" there are two meanings.
第一就是给他机会悔改。
First is to give you a chance to repent.
如果做的是错的。
If what you're doing is wrong,
是在犯罪啊。
You're sinning.
神在问你在做什么，就是说，哎呀，神啊，神在等他讲说，神啊，对不起，我犯罪，我软弱，求你原谅我。
So when God asks you, what are you doing? God is giving you a chance to repent for you to say, I'm sorry, God, I'm wrong.
第二个原因。
The second meaning.
神问他你在做什么。
What are you doing?
是要他自己反省。
Is to give them a chance to self-examine.
想一想，到底你现在这一刻的灵性的状态，信心的程度。
So to think about the state of your faith at this point.
所以神就问以利亚，你在这里做什么啊？
God asked Elijah, what are you doing here?
这个这里就是这个洞。
Here means the cave.
你现在住在里面。
And you're living in a cave.
那以利亚怎么回答呢？
How did Elijah answer?
第十节。
Verse 10.
他说，我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩我一个人，他们还要寻索我的命。
He said, I have been very jealous for the Lord, the God of hosts. For the people of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, and slain thy prophets with a sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away.
以利亚的回答说起来是很没有 反应现实。
The response from Elijah does not reflect the truth.
如果一个小朋友，我们的家里的小孩啊，我们看到他躲在房间里面，灯关了，电脑打开了，你打开门看到说，你问他说 你在干什么？
If your children is sitting in his room with the lights off and sitting from the computer playing, and you open the door and ask, what are you doing?
你明明看到他在打电动，他说我在拼命读书。
And you saw that your child is playing the computer, but he said, I am studying.
或者是你看到他打开房间的门，他在里面睡觉。
Or perhaps you open the door and he's sleeping.
他说哇，我在梦里面，还好在思考一个功课的问题。
And he would be saying that I'm thinking of a question in my dream.
你一定是觉得你在讲什么。
And you will probably think what is your child saying?
神在洞里面找到以利亚。
God found Elijah in the cave.
害怕的要死。
And he was so scared.
很软弱。
He was very weak.
神问你在做什么？
God asked, what are you doing here?
他说我在大发热心。
He said, I have been very jealous for the Lord.
然后呢讲一大堆。
And then he said more.
以色列人怎么不好，怎么坏。
How the people of Israel have forsaken God.
现在只剩我一个人了。
That he is the only one left.
现在我们看都觉得有点好笑。
When we see this, we feel that this is funny.
但是以利亚自己觉得不好笑。
But Elijah didn't think it was funny.
因为他自己真的是觉得他在大发热心啊。
Because indeed he felt that he had been very zealous for the Lord.
他在过去大发热心。
And in the past he had been very zealous for the Lord.
他躲在这里也在大发热心。
And even hiding in a cave he was being zealous for the Lord.
但事实上他却没有大发热心。
But in fact he was not.
起码在这一刻他没有。
At least at this moment he was not.
因为他现在是在逃命。
Because he was running for his life.
他现在很软弱。
He was very weak.
所以这里告诉我们一点。
So it tells us here,
常常我们了解自己的其实跟事实刚好相反。
The fact that we know is very different from reality.
我们常觉得说啊，我所做的是对的。
We often think that what we do is right.
但是在神面前可能是错的。
But in the eyes of God, they may be wrong.
我们自己觉得自己我现在为教会好。
You may feel that what you're doing is good for the church.
结果我们所做的可能是对教会不好。
But what you have done indeed will be a harm to the church.
我们觉得自己很热心。
We felt that we are very zealous.
但是在神面前，我们可能很软弱。
But in the eyes of God, we may be just weak.
我们可能要为什么东西争取公义。
Perhaps we are looking for justice.
可能是为教会做成伤害。
But in fact, you're doing more harm than good.
有时候我们所做的刚好跟现实是相反的。
Because sometimes what you do is the opposite of reality.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is this so?
因为以利亚在洞里面。
Because Elijah is hiding in a cave.
他没有了解自己。
He didn't understand himself.
他没有真正了解神要他在做什么。
He didn't understand what God wanted him to do.
他在自己的世界里面。
He's living in his own world.
找不出来。
He couldn't walk out of his own world.
人就是最怕自己把自己困死了，找不出来。
We humans, what we fear most is to trap ourselves in our own world and cannot walk out.
在想一个问题的时候，用自己的角度去想。
When you think of a problem, you think of it from your own point of view.
不是用神的角度去想。
You do not think of it from the point of view of God.
譬如说，人家得罪我们。
For example, if someone offended you.
我们一直在想
you keep thinking of
为什么这个人会这样
Why would this person treat you this way?
太不应该了
That is so wrong of that person
越想越生气
The more you thought of it, the more angry you get
越想越不能放下来
And the more you thought of it, the more you couldn't let it go
我要争取啊
I must fight for justice
我要公义啊
I want justice
我要大发热心啊
I want to be zealous
这个时候自己却在洞里面
At this time, you're actually in a cave
因为没有办法放下
Because you couldn't let it go
所以他自己受了伤害
And therefore, the only one hurting is yourself
他自己没有办法出来
He couldn't walk out of it
所以以利亚这句 回答对我们一个很大的提醒。
The response of Elijah is actually a great reminder to us.
我们来看看以利亚，他说他为神大发热心之后讲了什么话。
Let's see what Elijah said after he said he had been very jealous for the Lord.
因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知，只剩我一个人。
That for the people of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only.
神只是问他你在做什么而已。
God was only asking him, what are you doing here?
神没有问以色列人在做什么。
God did not ask him, what are the people of Israel doing?
但是他就讲很多以色列人的一些坏话。
But he talked about the bad things of Israel.
如果我们在洞里面。
If we were in the cave.
我们在自己心灵的洞里面。
In our own spiritual cave.
我们想的东西都很负面的。
And the things that we think about are very negative.
我们都会想到别人的不好。
We think about the faults of others.
今天我们跟别人关系不好。
Today we have a bad relationship with others.
很可能就是我们自己在洞里面。
Perhaps because we are in a cave.
常常觉得配偶不好。
We feel that our spouse is bad to us.
父母不好。
Our parents are bad to us.
儿女不好。
Our children are bad to us.
这个就是洞里面的。
This is a cave.
所以耶稣怎么讲？
So what did Jesus say?
我们看马太福音。
Let's turn to the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音的第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
第一节。
Verse 1.
马太福音的第七章第一节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 1.
第七章第一节。
Chapter 7 verse 1. Judge not that you be not judged.
第二节。
2. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get.
第三节。
3. Why do you see the speck that is in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye?
主耶稣这里告诉我们。
Here our Lord Jesus tells us.
不要随便论断人。
Judge not.
我们都很喜欢论断别人。
We like to judge others.
因为论断别人会带给自己一种超然的感觉。
Because judging others gives you a sense of superiority.
因为我们好像一个审判官这样。
Because we feel like a judge.
会评论一件事情。
We can comment on things.
主耶稣说我们不要随便判断人。
But our Lord tells us not to judge.
那主耶稣也告诉我们一点。
Our Lord Jesus also tells us.
第三节。
Verse 3.
如果你看到弟兄间中有刺，却想不起弟兄自己有梁木。
If you see the speck in your brother's eye, but do not notice the log that is in your own eye.
这个是一个很夸张的描写。
Here is an exaggeration.
别人眼中的刺，我们眼肉眼怎么看得见呢？
The speck in other people's eyes, how can you see it?
除非你很靠近，那个眼科医生要看你的眼睛都用放大镜。
Unless you're very close, even an eye doctor when he examines your eyes needs a lens.
如果你可以看到对方眼中有刺，代表你眼力很好了。哇，那么小的一点点你都看到。
So if you can see the speck in your brother's eye, that means you have good eyesight.
我们对别人都有软弱都是这样。
When we are weak, this is how we see others.
别人的软弱，我们从很远的地方就看到了。
The weaknesses of others can be seen from a distance.
很小的地方也看到。
Even the smallest fault we can see.
但是耶稣说，我们却忘记了自己的眼中有一颗可以30尺的大木头放在眼中，我们自己看不见。
But our Lord Jesus tells us that there is a 30-foot log that is in your eye, and you do not see it.
这个形容。
This is a comparison.
当我们每一次说别人不好的时候
，When we see that others are no good，
其实先想想看。
In fact, you should think.
我有没有比他好
？Am I better than him？
如果我没有比他好，那我不可以讲他。
Then if you're not better than him, then you shouldn't judge.
是不是这样？如果眼睛里面有梁木，还说别人的刺吗？
Isn't this so? If there's a log in your eye, should you see the speck of others?
如果我自己没有很有爱心的话
，If you are not full of love，
我怎么可以说别人没有爱心呢
？Then how can you say others do not have love？
这个是一个标准。
Here is a standard.
所以以利亚在他的软弱的时候
，So when Elijah was weak，
他看到的是百姓的软弱。
He saw the weaknesses of others.
我们看回来以利亚怎么讲。
Let us turn back and see what Elijah said.
十九章列王记上的十九章第十节说，全世界都不好了，只剩下我一个人。
And verse 10, essentially, Elijah was saying, the whole world is bad. I'm the only person left.
他们还要找我的命。
Yet they still seek after my life.
有时候我们就是那么自我中心。
Sometimes we are self-centric.
当我们自己觉得自己的大发热心的时候。
When we feel that we are being zealous for the Lord.
觉得自己是对的。
When we feel that we are right.
全世界都是错的。
And the whole world is wrong.
只有我对，为什么你们都不了解？
I'm the only one right. Why is it that you cannot understand this?
只有我在发热心，为什么大家都不配合我？
I'm the only one who's zealous. Why is it that no one would cooperate with me?
结果在神面前他是亏欠的。
But in the eyes of God, he had fallen short.
因为神后来就跟他讲。
Because God said to him,
不是只有你一个。
You're not the only one left.
我还有7000个人还没有拜巴利。
There are still 7,000 who had not bowed down to Baal.
所以这个告诉我们一点。
So it tells us here.
我们要很小心自己到底知不知道自己在做什么。
Do we know what we are really doing?
不要随便批评人。
Do not judge others.
那我们看来神怎么来带领以利亚。
So let's see how God led Elijah.
看十九章的十一节。
Chapter 19, verse 11.
耶和华说：“你出来站在山上，在我面前。”
And God said, "Go forth and stand upon the mountain before the Lord."
你看，重点是这句话，神说你要出来，站在我的面前。
Go forth and stand before me.
那个时候他还不出来。
At that time, he refused to move.
那个时候呢，圣经说神就从那边经过了，在山洞的面前经过了。
And the Bible said that the Lord passed by the cave.
如果拍成电影啊，这个时候那个 3D 的那个 special effect 就要出来了。
If this were to be a movie and it's in 3D,
哇，所有的那现在开始有非常大的这个情况。
Then you will see something great is about to happen.
首先呢，那个风啊，烈风啊，在山洞的门前啊，吹啊，吹得很厉害。
First, there was a great and strong wind blowing by the cave.
吹太厉害，那个崩山都崩下来。
It was such a strong wind that the mountains broke into pieces.
石头就碎了，就掉石头了。
And the mountain broke into pieces and fell from the mountain.
圣经特别强调，神不在其中，风中。
But the Bible described that God was not in the wind.
风后又有地震。
After the wind came an earthquake.
很厉害啊，地震了，山一定在摇了。
It's a strong earthquake and the mountain was moved shaking.
圣经又强调神不在其中。
And the Bible says the Lord was not in the earthquake.
十二节，地震后又有火。
Verse 12, after the earthquake, a fire.
神也不在火中。
And the Lord was not in the fire.
奇怪了，圣经写那么多 special effect 那么多，结果神都不在里面。
And the Bible describes so much, and yet God is not in any of it.
到底为什么讲那么多，神就不在里面？
Why is it that describes so much, but God is not in them?
人都以为啊，神一定在那些轰轰烈烈的大事情里面。
We all feel that God should be in those power, strong and power things.
没有错，神在天地万物里面。
It is true that God is in the heavens and the earth.
但是这里特别强调，神这一次没有选择在里面显现。
But the Bible tells us that God did not choose to appear in these elements.
外表上的轰轰烈烈不一定是神所要的。
The physical greatness and mightiness is not where God wants to be.
也不用这种方法，也没有办法把以利亚引出来。
Because even using such methods will not let Elijah out of the cave.
你看了，如果你是以利亚躲在里面了，结果外面这样子，哇，怕得要死。
If you're Elijah hiding in a cave and there was these elements happening outside, you probably wouldn't want to go out either.
圣经很有意思。
And the Bible is actually very meaningful.
第十二节。
12.
的最后一句话叫火后又有微小的声音。
The final phrase in the verse, and after the fire, a still small voice.
这句话很宝贵。
This is a very precious.
神在哪里？
Where is God?
神不一定在那轰烈的那种表现，那种大的工作上面。
God may not be in the powerful elements.
神跟你讲话也不一定是有什么大步道家，他的这个 message 在你面前。
And when God speaks to you, it may not be from a powerful evangelist or a strong voice.
神跟你讲话
，When God speaks to you,
可能是一个很微小的声音。
It could be a still small voice.
结果以利亚听到这个声音，他出来了。
When Elijah heard the voice, he came out.
十三节啊。
13.
以利亚听见，就用外衣蒙上脸出来，站在洞口。
And when Elijah heard it, he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entrance of the cave.
为什么以利亚要出来
？Why did Elijah come out?
因为外面有一个声音。
Because there was a voice outside.
这个声音又很小，听不清楚。
And this voice is very small.
所以他想出去听个究竟。
He could barely hear it, so he went out to listen to it.
如果有时候我们自己一个人在家里、啊、突然间有一个人在讲话，但是没有别人、啊、你会觉得说，哎，到底声音在哪里
？Sometimes if you're at home by yourself and there's no one else and you hear a voice, you're wondering who is it.
声音的来源在哪里
？Where's the source of that voice？
啊，可能是忘记关收音机，哎呀，吓一跳，好了，把它关掉。
Perhaps you've forgotten to turn off the radio and you scared yourself.
或是外面的人在讲话。
Or perhaps it would be people outside who're talking.
以利亚很有兴趣，到底这个声音在讲什么？
Elijah was very interested to listen to what the voice said.
就是这个微小的声音引以利亚出来的。
It is the small voice that led Elijah out of the cave.
这个声音跟他讲同一句话。
And the voice said the same thing to him.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
这个声音呢，他以利亚出来站在洞口，有声音向他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
And behold, there came a voice to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
这句话很有意思。
That's very meaningful.
首先，我们来想想看，神用这句话把以利亚引出来。
It's a very interesting question. God used the sentence to let Elijah out of the cave.
今天，神也要在微小的声音当中啊，要跟我们讲话。
And today, in a still small voice, God will speak to us as well.
有一个故事是这样讲。
There was a story that goes.
在以前啊，有一个农庄的主人啊，他丢了一只非常宝贵的陀表，那个表啊，戴的那种表。
In in the ancient days, in a wrench, the owner of the wrench lost a watch,
在那个
a clock.
农舍里面的一个稻草屋里面掉了, 不晓得在哪里。
He lost his watch in a barn.
很值钱的。
It's very valuable.
那个主人就叫了一些小朋友来。
The owner of the ranch called a few children
来，你们帮我找。
And said to the children, please find my watch for me.
找到了，我给你一些打赏。
If you find my watch, I'll give you a reward.
这个小朋友大家都很高兴，拼命找。
And the little children were very happy, and they were looking for the watch everywhere.
大家都问，到底在哪里啊？你有没有找到？有没有找到？
And everyone was asking, did you find it?
哎呀，保久都没有找到。
And no one found it.
小朋友就出来了。
And the children came out of the barn.
这个有一个小朋友又找回去。
There was one child who went back.
诶，他找到了。
He found it.
就交给主人。
And gave it to the owner of the ranch.
主人很开心。
And the owner was very happy.
也很好奇。
And very curious.
他问他说，你到底怎么找得到了？
And asked him, how did you find it?
那么多人都找不到，只有你找到。
There's so many people, but couldn't find it, but you're the only one.
你是怎么找到的？
How did you find it?
那个小朋友就说，
And the little child said,
很简单啊，
Very easy.
他们都出去了，
They all went out.
那我就趴下来，
And I lie down.
我就安静地听，
And I listened.
那这个手表一定有 滴滴滴的这个声音嘛，
Because it's a watch, it will be ticking.
我就听， 我就安静地听，
And I lie still and listened.
我一听我就知道， 这个声音在哪一个方向？
If I could hear the ticking, I would know where it is.
那很简单， 我就找到它。
It's very simple, and I found it.
这个故事也告诉我们一样的道理。
This story tells us the same truth.
神有时候跟我们讲话， 不一定轰轰烈烈的大道理。
Sometimes when God speaks to us, it may not be a powerful message.
圣经的话语写得很清楚。
The words of God are very clear in the Bible.
有时候我们没有兴趣去看。
But sometimes we're not interested in
reading it. 我们也没有办法去接受。
Nor can we accept it.
但是有时候神会用微小的声音来提醒我们。
But sometimes God will use a small voice to remind us.
这是什么声音呢？
What is this voice?
微小的声音有可能是良心的声音。
The small voice could be the sound of your conscience.
有时候良心呢，会在夜深人静的时候跟我们讲话。
Sometimes in a quiet night, a quiet and peaceful night, your conscience speaks to you.
会问你。
Will ask you.
你这样做是对的吗？
Are you doing the right thing?
你这样对父母好吗？
Are you being good to your parents?
你这样对人家有公义吗？
Are you being fair to others?
我们对神这样子， 神会高兴吗？
Will God be happy the way you treat him?
微小的声音也是会出来。
Therefore, the still small voice will appear sometimes.
我们要听见。
We must listen to it.
有些时候这种微小的声音呢， 神会透过小孩子来教我们一些事情。
And sometimes it's through little children that God will teach us things.
有一个姐妹啊，
There was a sister.
她的女儿去了多伦多参加青年神学那个灵恩会。
Her daughter went to Toronto to attend the student spiritual convocation.
她一个礼拜就回来。
And she returned a week later.
那就跟妈妈讲。
And she said to her mother.
妈妈，礼拜五晚上我们要去教会。
She said, Mother, we have to go to church Friday night.
妈妈平常都很懒，礼拜五晚上都不去教会。And
the mother was being lazy and doesn't want to go to church on Friday nights.
知道礼拜五是安息日应该去教会，但是她都不去。She
knows that Friday evening is the beginning of Sabbath, but she doesn't want to go.
已经习惯了，以前小朋友小，所以礼拜五不去，现在长大了，礼拜五也不去。
In the past, it has been a habit that she does not go to the church when the child was young, and she doesn't go now either.
但是现在这个小朋友提醒她，妈妈，我从学龄会回来。 老师说我们要礼拜五要去教会啊。And
when the daughter returns from the student spiritual convocation, she said to her mother, "The teacher told us that we have to go to church on Friday nights."
哇，这个姐妹知道微小的声音来了。And
so the sister knew that the still small voice came.
神提醒她。And
God reminded her.
神有时候会用小朋友的声音提醒我们。And
sometimes God would use small children's voice to remind us.
这个微小的声音也有可能是圣灵的感动。This
still small voice could also be the movement of the Holy Spirit.
有时候圣灵会感动我们一件事情。Sometimes
the Holy Spirit will move us in certain things.
感动我们去放下一件事，不要再计较了。
For example, the Holy Spirit would remind us to let go a few things.
如果别人得罪我们，
If others had offended us,
让我们受到伤害，
and hurt us,
我们祷告里面圣灵感动我们，
when we pray, the Holy Spirit may move us,
不要再计较了，
and tell us, let it go,
赦免他，
forgive him.
这是圣灵的声音啊，
This is the voice of the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵常常会跟我们讲话，
and therefore the Holy Spirit often speaks to you.
当然圣灵的感动一定要跟道理不能违背的，一定是一样的。
The movement of the Holy Spirit must correspond to the truth.
所以圣灵跟我们讲话，这种声音很小。
And the voice of the Holy Spirit is very small.
可能他告诉你应该是要接受主了。
And perhaps it's telling you it's time to receive the Lord.
要踏出去。
To take the first step out.
要接受洗礼。
To accept baptism.
要抓住这个信仰。
To seize this faith.
这种声音很小。
This voice may be very quiet, low.
你心静不下来是听不见的。
If your heart is not quiet down, you will not hear it.
但是感谢主，以利亚听见了。
But thank God, Elijah heard it.
我们看回来列王记上的十九章。
Let's turn back to 1 Kings chapter 19.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
这里以利亚听见了，就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口，有声音向他说：“以利亚，你在这里做什么？”
Elijah heard it. He wrapped his face in his mantle, went out and stood at the entrance of the cave. And there a voice came to him and said, "What are you doing here, Elijah?"
这句话问了两次。
So God asked this question twice.
今天神也要问我们同样的话很多次。
And today God will ask us the same question many times.
你觉得你在自己在做什么呢？
Do you know what you're doing?
你在为神大发热心吗？真的吗？
Are you being jealous for the Lord really?
你觉得自己真的要在守在道理当中吗？
Do you think that you're really walking in the path of righteousness?
真的是爱神吗？
Do you really love God?
神会问我们。
God will ask us these questions.
以利亚这个时候还是一样的回答。
And Elijah still gave the same answer.
但是神也没有跟他计较了。
And of course, God was not being mean to him.
我们看十五到十八节。
Let's read verse 15 to 18.
十五到十八节。
15, and the Lord said to him, "Go, return on your way to the wilderness of Damascus, and when you arrive, you shall anoint Hazael to be king over Syria." 16, and Jehu, the son of Nimshi, you shall anoint to be king over Israel. And Elisha, the son of Shaphat of Abel-Mehalah, you shall anoint to be prophet in your place. 17, and him who escapes from the sword of Hazael, shall Jehu slay, and him who escapes from the sword of Jehu shall Elisha slay. 18, yet I will leave 7,000 in Israel, all the knees that have not bowed to Baal, and every mouth that has not kissed him.
好，我们接着看神怎样怎么来带领以利亚。
Let's see how God led Elijah.
神也没有跟他计较。
God was not being petty towards him.
没有跟他辩论。
Did not argue with him.
你说你为你在为神大发热心，神也没有讲什么。
And God, and you said you were being jealous for the Lord, but the Lord did not refute him.
但是神跟他说，你就回去吧。
The Lord said to him, "Go home."
神交代他几件事情要做。
There's some things that you should do on your way home.
这里告诉我们什么？
What does it tell us?
我们不要一直活在过去当中。
Do not live in the past.
有些时候我们一直活在过去当中。
Sometimes we tend to live in the past.
有些人活在过去的成功当中。
Some people live in the glory of the past.
觉得以前怎么怎么好。
How wonderful they were in the past.
过去了多荣耀。
How much glory they received in
为神做了多少工啊
？Much work they have done for the Lord in the past.
你们都没有承认啊
？That none of you accept all these.
常常活在过去。
So they often these people often live in the past.
有一些人呢是活在过去的失败当中。
Some people live in the failure of the past.
哎呀，常常站不起来。
And they couldn't stand up.
有一些人呢是选择一直要留在过去的伤痛当中。
Some people choose to stay in the sorrow of the past.
明明是已经伤心了很久了，或者是。受伤很久了，他要选择我要继续痛苦。
A person has been hurt in the past and for a very long time, but they choose to stay in the past.
这个完全是一个自己的选择。
This is all a choice.
如果以利亚一直不走出来，没人帮到他。
If Elijah does not walk out, no one could help him.
神跟他讲。
God said to him.
你回去吧。
Go home.
你还有几件事情要做。
There's some things you still have to do.
不要再看过去。
Do not look back to the past.
无论过去是好。
No matter whether the past is good
还是不好
or bad,
是成功
successful,
是失败
or failure,
是喜乐
joy,
是痛苦
or pain,
我们通通要把它放到后面
let it go.
现在面前的我们剩下的路还要走
What lies before you is the path ahead of you.
到底神要我们前面怎么走
How does God want you to walk on the rest of the way?
主耶稣走在我们旁边
And this is how the Lord walked beside us.
带领着我们
leading us.
还有神跟以利亚讲一句话。
And God said to Elijah.
十八节啊。
18.
我在以色列中为自己留下七千人。
I have left 7,000 in Israel.
是未曾向巴利跪拜的。
All the knees that have not bowed to Baal.
你不要以为自己是唯一的一个。
Do not think that you are the only one left.
神的意思是什么
？What does this mean?
你不是那么特别啊。
You are not special.
我们有时候觉得自己很特别。
We sometimes feel that we're special.
哇，大家很欢迎我。
We are popular.
哎，大家很肯定我。
Everyone recognized me.
哇，大家投我的票。
Everyone voted for me.
大家都说我很好。
Everyone said I'm good.
哎，我很有恩赐。
I am gifted.
我跟别人不一样。
I'm different from others.
神特别爱我。
God loved me more.
我是唯一一个。
I am the only one.
有时候我们搞错了。
But you're wrong.
我们不是那么特别。
There's nothing special about you.
当我们以为自己是唯一一个剩下的时候
，When you feel that you're the only one left，
这个骄傲就出来了。
Your pride comes.
最厉害的、最恐怖的骄傲是灵里的骄傲。
The worst kind of pride is the pride in the spirit.
是神的工人的骄傲。
It is the pride of the worker of God.
他不会说啊，我自己很棒，我很厉害。
The worker will never say that I'm so good, I'm the best.
心中的隐藏的最里面会觉得 我是跟大家不一样的。
But the pride hidden in him, in his innermost heart, saying that he's different from others.
我的恩赐比较多。
That I am the most talented.
我需要大家的 attention.
I need the attention of everyone.
我需要大家的肯定。
I need the recognition of everyone.
我要表明自己。
I must make myself known.
我有自己的网站。
I have my own website.
我有自己的支持我的人。
I have my own supporters.
这个就是灵里的骄傲。
This is the pride of the spirit.
神要透过这个事情告诉以利亚。
It is through this event that God wanted Elijah to know.
你不是那么特别。
There is nothing special about you.
你是只是我工作当中一个棋子而已。
You are just a pawn in my work.
你只是七千分之一而已，那个时代的七千分之一而已。
You are only one out of 7,000.
没有你。还有很多人在排队做神的工。
Without you, I still have many who want to do my work.
所以神就告诉他，你还要去告以利沙，你很快就做完了。以利沙准备要接取你了。
And God wanted him, Elijah, to anoint Elijah, who will be taking over his work.
真的，时代就好像巨轮，就像洪流一样。
Is it true? Time is like a giant wheel that's turning.
我们在神面前只是一粒沙，一点点。
We are just a grain of sand in the eyes of God.
神想要用我们，只是用一些些而已。
And God will only use us for a very short time.
我们也不是那个不能被替代的。
We are not irreplaceable.
我们看那个车子哦，坏了要修理。
If you take a look at a car that has broken down,
那个 parts 啊，好像很重要，但是哪里都买得到。
It seems the parts of all the cars are very important to the car, but they can be bought anywhere.
哪里都买得到，换一换就可以了。这里没有，哪里有买都可以。
All you have to do is change the parts, and the car will move again.
啊，不会没有我们不行的。
The work of God will not stop.
所以这种灵里的骄傲要从我们心里面除掉。
So this pride in the spirit must be removed from us.
我们才能够真正的从洞中出来。
Then, only then, you will truly walk out of your cave.
真正的了解自己。
You will truly understand yourself.
真正的重新得力。
And you will truly regain strength.
我们只是很渺小。
We are very minute.
每天需要主的怜悯。
We need the mercy of God every day.
求神帮助我们。
May our God help us.
我们唱诗啊。
Let us sing him.
198
Let us sing hymn number 198.